أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. سيدي اسمال آية من القرآن. الله تعالى addressing the مؤمنين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. In this verse, Wattaqullah, that is, have be conscious of Allah, have been used twice. First thing is that when Allah Ta'ala demands an action, then Allah Ta'ala uses the term Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu. The Quran is full of this Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu. You will not see in the Quran Ya Ayyuhallazina Aslamu, because there is a difference between, technically, between Iman and Islam. Quran uses Iman and Islam. Quran has used Mumin and Muslim. Muminun and Muslimun. There are bound to be a difference between Iman and Islam. Islam is the outward submission. You see, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, a definite group of hypocrites, Munafiqeen, came into being. There are whole surah Munafiqeen in the Quran. So what is the difference between them and the Mumineen? Because they, the Munafiqeen, they used to behave as Muslims as any other. Not only that, they used to come to the Masjid al-Nabvi every day. They used to make namaz behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They acted as Muslims. So the thing is, this outwardly, everybody said they were Muslims. And yet the Quran says that they are hypocrites and they are liars. So there are bound to be a difference between outward action and between action which is originated by their commitment. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Razina Amanu, O those accepted Iman. Now Iman, the belief, as everybody knows, that is the condition of your head and heart inside. Now this is like a foundation. This is a foundation upon which the building, the construction will stand. Now you see that the foundation is never visible. And the foundation by street building of Burj Khalifa in Dubai, anything, you can't check there, no foundation. There is foundation. But the foundation is never visible. It is there. So if the foundation is good, that's why the Rasulullah spent so much time on explaining what Iman is. And once a man understands what Iman is, and then he establishes his foundation properly, as he should, that is the Iman that Allah Ta'ala is talking about. Now if that is the truth, then Iman requires a demonstration. How do you demonstrate it? How do you explain it? So the next step is that you declare what you believe with your tongue. Remember in your Maktab and Madrasa, when you started the thing, that is Tasdeeq bil Qalb, and then Tatiq bil lisan, by tongue, the tatiq bil amal, by thing. So therefore, the demonstration of what is in your heart, you explain by your tongue. But it is quite possible that you declare something on your tongue which is not in your heart. It can happen. And if that is the case, then Allah Ta'ala says they are munafiq. In our everyday parlance, in everyday conversation, don't we say so-and-so is a hypocrite? Why? Because the thing is this, his action and his saying does not coincide with what he believes. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, all those who believe, that is Allah saying, all those who believe in what? Believe in Allah, who is the originator of everything. So once you have got in your heart, then you declare on your tongue, but still it is not complete. Because what you are saying, what you have explained by your tongue, it is your claim. That claim requires a proof, and a proof in our action. So you see, there is a sequence. That is iman, then you declare your tongue, then that is your claim, which requires proof, and proof is in your action. This is what Allah is saying. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَغَدْ يَرْضِي نَعْمُرْ اتَّقُ اللَّهِ. So the first taqu Allah, that is, be conscious of Allah, is that you, each person should see what he has sent forward for tomorrow. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَغَدْ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ. And again, be conscious of Allah. So the second conscious of Allah relates, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala knows what you are doing. Now you see, we madly work when we are young. But why we are working as young as such? We always at the same time saving something for tomorrow. People take the insurance, people take all kinds of things. Why? Because they think that what they are saving, it comes to their help at that time when they will not be able to work. It's a normal thing, every day it happens. So if that's the case, Allah Ta'ala is explaining and warning and cautioning that what you have sent tomorrow. Just now in the namaz, the recited of the verse, where the unbelievers, when they will face the day at that time, and they will see what is happening there, they say, oh, I wish I would have sent something for tomorrow. Ya latani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I would have sent something for my life tomorrow. Lawla akhartani, oh Allah Ta'ala, why don't you send me back? I'll do good. Because at that time he is seeing something what is there, which is not there. So what happened, that is, Allah Ta'ala is warning, a wise man is this who saves something for tomorrow. It happens with us every day. Now what we don't realize, that every breath that we are taking, every day that we are passing, we are nearing our grave, but we are not conscious of this. A good example is that you get a big slab of ice, put it outside. It is melting all the time, but because of the huge thing, we don't realize, but it is melting. And as it is melting, that means it is going to nearer and nearer to the extinction it is going to do. Exactly the same thing is our life. If we don't think about tomorrow, what is happening. And therefore, a wise man, a conscious man, is that man or woman, whoever that is, he must be conscious that we are here today, we don't know what happened tomorrow. How many times it has happened to us that we have gone to the grave to bury somebody there, and we come back, and suddenly your case so-and-so has died. But you say, but I met him just now. I met him in the grave just now. But the thing is, a wise man is who takes lesson of what is happening, and not to forget what happens tomorrow. And therefore, the only thing which will work, the Hadith of Rasulullah says, when a man dies, three things goes with him to the grave, to the graveyard. Two comes back, one stays with him. That is, the relations, they come back, any wealth which is left over. The only thing left is our deeds. That's all. So the thing is this, we should work in such a way that we be conscious of our responsibility for tomorrow, not only to us, to the family, to the children, to the neighbor, everything is. And naturally, it does not mean only that namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, but our maamlat, our akhlaq, all of these are accountable. And Allah Ta'ala has not kept to himself the power to forgive if you do down to somebody else. That is the huququl ibad. Huququllah is we do, but where we fall down badly is our huququl ibad, our family, our children, our friends, our neighbor, all of these things. And a Muslim is he who is conscious of all of these things. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is going to ask. As for Allah Ta'ala's his own, like namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala might forgive. But as far as huququl ibad is concerned, that is something else. And therefore we should be conscious of this, with this verse, what we have sent down tomorrow. تفلت السيبل تنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير ما تعملون because Allah Ta'ala knows. And the last point is that is the we carry our evidence with us, our hands, our tongue, our feet, our eyes. All of these are going to give evidence against us. So how stupidity on our part that we carry the evidence with us, as you say. There's a small couplet, very nicely he has said, Qamar Jalalvi, he says in Urdu, Paas kuch bhi nahi, paas kuch bhi nahi, aur mulk-e-adam ka hai safar. Paas kuch bhi nahi, aur mulk-e-adam ka hai safar. Hausle dekhiye in besar wa samanon ke. When we go travel anywhere, we always take for provision something. So what provision we have sent for tomorrow? We have nothing, and just imagine going so far away with no provision whatsoever. So we should be conscious of our response this way. What is tomorrow? Today is gone. It will finish in few seconds. We always plan for tomorrow. So plan for tomorrow is what we are sending outside there. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, give us the consciousness and the fikr, concern about tomorrow, so that we build our tomorrow on today, so that we are able to succeed and be not be source of disgrace to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day when we expect him to intercede on our behalf. How will he intercede on our behalf if we have not done what we are supposed to do? وآخر دعوانا رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.